and get you ready for the weekend. And when it comes to the weekend, it means one of two things. One, it means high school, college, and pro football. And regarding pro football, it means fantasy football. Getting your lineup set, and that means it's time for Dan Klaskins, our regular guest every Friday. Dan's a host of the Fantastics on Sirius XM. Of course, he's got his Get Sports Info podcast, and he's also a ranker and writer for Pro Football Focus Fantasy. That's hard to say. It's like a tongue twister. But again, like he is every Friday, giving us some tips on what's to do and what to see and what to plan for this weekend when it comes to fantasy football. Dan, how you doing this morning?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
We're doing good. I'm going to jump right into one of them, and a man who's near and dear to my heart, and that is Aaron Rodgers. Last week, the offense, yeah, they moved the ball, but they couldn't get in the end zone. I've got him on two of my teams, as a matter of fact. But this week, he's getting back. It looks like he's getting back because they both participated, Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison, along with, of course, Devonta Adams. And the rookies showed, a couple of them showed some signs last week, so maybe Packers do have more of a passing attack coming up, and including the fact they're playing the 49ers, is not a strong team. How big a play is Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I definitely was encouraged by his QB1 performance last week because he finally delivered on what was the high draft price that people paid on him and was the top fantasy quarterback, as you alluded to, 442 through the air, 3 touchdowns. Now he gets into this matchup here against San Francisco, who certainly is a team that is hurting on both sides of the football. My problem with quarterbacks sometimes in these double-digit spread games like this one is how much will they be throwing the ball late? So I do think Rodgers is obviously still in season-long leagues, a guy that if he's on your team, you're going to be starting him this week. I've got him 4th ranked on my board, so certainly high on him. But I do think there comes a little bit of risk of maybe that late in the game he's not throwing, but hopefully he can get those touchdowns early, and it would certainly help to get some of those receivers back in the mix, so we'll be keeping our eyes on those guys.
Another guy that I have on two of my teams, and I'm just asking, should I jump and activate him right away or wait a little bit and see what happens, and that's Greg Olsen.
Yeah, I'm going to play the wait-and-see approach with Greg Olsen, and, you know, you look at this Carolina football team here that passing game really hasn't been all that great, so they're definitely looking forward to getting Olsen back in the mix. I projected him to be, you know, their top receiver essentially coming into this season, but for the second straight year, injuries have been a problem. It's the same injury, the foot, and you know, they were calling him the Luke Garrick of football, at least the tight end position before last year's injury because of his durability. But given his age, given what else is out there, I'm definitely concerned that it could take a while. We don't know how much he's going to be able to play. So I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach and let Greg Olsen play his way back into my lineup.
Dan, I want to go back to last night's matchup between the Eagles and Giants. Really one of the bigger storylines going forward is the Eagles running back group with Jay Ajayi being done for the year with a torn ACL. What's your opinion on this running back core going forward? You have Corey Clement and you have Wendell Smallwood kind of sharing carries back there in the backfield.
Well, you know, for folks that have dialed into, you know, my podcast and my stuff throughout the summer, most of them have Corey Clement on the roster because I was saying back in June and July that, you know, here's a guy that I didn't really think Darren Sproles was going to be able to come back from this injury. I think that's hold true. He's 35. He hasn't played since week one. So Corey Clement was a guy that I have on a lot of rosters, to be quite honest with you. I know a lot of people dumped him, but I look at this backfield right now, I give him the slight edge over Wendell Smallwood. I think both guys are flex plays on a weekly basis, barring the Eagles not making a deal. There's been a lot of speculation that with the trading deadline, the NFL coming up here on October 30th, that for the second straight season, Philadelphia might actually make a move to acquire running back LeSean McCoy, one of the names being thrown out there, of course, the former Eagle. That trade makes a lot of sense to me. The Buffalo hasn't shot it down, so I actually think there's a better chance that deal happens than doesn't, so I'm not going to get too crazy, but I'm going to ride the wave with Clement and Smallwood as far as it will take me.
Yeah, I was curious that Kenny Galladay is from NIU down the road from us, and I was wondering how high you have him ranked as a receiver.
Well, his stock is soaring right now, especially in Dynasty League, Keeper League. He just passes the eyeball test for me, and that's a big thing. I watch a lot of football, so when guys just pop like he does, that's a good thing. And, I mean, he has that size, too, that really is important in today's NFL. 6'4 frame, knows how to use it, still has the speed to get downfield. And I think right now for fantasy owners, here's a guy that is the 13th best wide receiver in fantasy football right now. I mean, he's getting it done. I am a little worried about how many targets will go around there. So I think as long as he, Golden Tate, and Marvin Jones are all active, that any one of those guys could have a very low floor on any given week. But Kenny Golladay right now is a guy that I view as a weekly starting option in fantasy football. Of course, the Lions are on a bye this week. But moving forward, certainly a player I like to have on my team.
Dan, I want to bring up Russell Wilson, a guy who really got off to a slow start, kind of the normal for Russell Wilson, but three touchdowns last week against the Rams at home. Now he plays Oakland this week. Is Russell Wilson back to fantasy starting relevance?
Russell Wilson's a very scary fantasy quarterback to roll out on any given week, and there's two reasons here. One, they're not passing enough. You look at this game log, game by game, his through five games, he has yet to throw more than 36 pass attempts. In his last three starts, he hasn't even gone over 26 pass attempts. And that's alarming when you look back last year, only one time did he go under 30 pass attempts in the first 15 weeks of the season. He finished out a little bit there. But, I mean, here's a player that I love, Russell Wilson, as an NFL quarterback. I think he plays on a bad football team with a bad line and terrible coaching. So that is not a good mix. The biggest thing that's killing his fantasy value right now is his lack of rushing yards. A year ago when he was QB1, he ran for, I believe it was close to 500 yards. So far this season, he has only rushed for 5, 17, negative 1, 21, and 0 yards in his five games. And if he's not running the football, he's not a starting quarterback. This week, I do like Seattle. I think they're going to do what they want to do every week, though. They're going to pound the 1-2 punch of Chris Carson and Mike Davis, and Russell Wilson's once again going to leave fantasy owners disappointed. It worked out last week because they were playing the Rams, and they had to keep pace. Most weeks, that's not going to happen.
How about Jameis Winston? You mentioned a scary fantasy quarterback option, and that kind of really highlights Jameis Winston, who really changes from week in to week out of how what type of quarterback he plays. But he has a great matchup this week against Atlanta. What's your take on Jameis Winston?
Well, I think this week he couldn't come back in a better spot. I mean, it's almost guaranteed top 10 fantasy quarterback, regardless of who it is, the Falcons. There's going to be a dumb. So, absolutely love Winston this week. It's top 8 quarterback. But we're talking about him. Just as we had done talking about Russell Wilson. And what Jameis Winston has going for him is, one, a coach that likes to throw the football. Two, a ton of weapons to throw the football to. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, DeSean Jackson. If they had any type of running game there, they might not want to throw as much, but their running game is also terrible. So they're going to have to rely on the pass, and I think they're going to be playing from behind a lot. So Jameis Winston, if he's still out there, probably has already been scooped up, but if he is still out there, I think he's a guy to pick up. And from this point on, I think he's a top 10 fantasy quarterback this season.
Okay, Dan, let's run down our quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, the key guys that you should start and the key guys you should probably sit. So take it away.
Yeah, I mean, this week is a little tougher than most. I've got a few players here to start, a few to sit, and I think I already hit on one that I'm starting. That's Chris Carson. I really like Seattle in their running game this week. Mike Davis, if you need him, could be a nice flex play here. But Chris Carson, this is exactly what you wanted. He's had 124 and 127 yards from scrimmage in his last two games, 34 and 20 touches in each of those games. Now he gets the Raiders. They're 29th in rushing points allowed per game to backfields, 24th in yards from scrimmage. So I really like Chris Carson. I think he's a top 20 running back play this week. We talked about Jameis Winston. This is the dream spot for him. And you look at his career against Atlanta, too. Four or five games, he's been a top 12 quarterback, three or more touchdowns in each of the last three meetings in Atlanta, just getting shredded through the air right now. So I think for that to continue. Two guys I'm going to sit, Philip Rivers. I never really like these West Coast quarterbacks to go down and do what they do, traveling east there at the 1 o'clock games. Cleveland's been pretty good too, ranks third in the fewest points allowed per attempt on the season. Not someone to, I would necessarily be looking to stream there, but Kenyon Drake, another guy, big game last week. I'm not buying into it. I think he gets back to disappointing this week. The Bears, very good against the run. Number one in fantasy points allowed to opposing backfields.
Well, that's great stuff, Dan. Thank you so much again. It's Dan Klaskins. He's the host of the Fantastics and Sirius XFM. Also, he has the Get Sports Info podcast and writer rank for Pro Football Fantasy, Pro Football Focus Fantasy. You can see all of Dan's work. You can follow him on Twitter and get information. It's great stuff as usual. It's at Dan Klaskens, DanClasgens.